So let's take a couple minutes now in meditation. I invite you to close your eyes if you like. And you might want to put down anything that you might be holding, just so you can move into the moment. So first of all, let's just breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in. And as we breathe in, it is that rarefied air of the Spirit of God that just we breathe in and it moves us. We feel the vibration and the energy of the Spirit of God within our chest and our throat and our mouth and our mind. We breathe in and that moves us to a gentle vibration, moves us to an energy flowing throughout our bodies. Feel it. Be with it. Because it represents the birth of enlightenment within us. The birth of our awareness of the Spirit of God that's always been there. We can be moved so deeply if only we choose to be. Breathing in. And as we breathe in, we are filled with that Christ candle of light. And let's just take a moment to be with that vibration in the silence. Let's be there and just feel it and experience it. Let's not try to understand it. Let's just be with it in silence. We say thank you to the very Ruach of God, the breath of God, the Spirit of God that has always been there and always will be there. And so we say thank you, God, for the way that you illuminate our lives. And so it is, God. So it is. Namaste.
Love, all lovely love, dear.
You five are pretty good. Thank you. In our ever continuing quest to be young and relevant, what I'd like to have you do is turn around to the person back of you or in front of you or to the side of you, and I want you to say the words that sort of come from Gen X and Gen Z. I want you to say in your hippest voice, word. Give it a shot. Go ahead.
Word.
I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but actually, if somebody said word, that's really that's a pretty good thing. It just really means truth, and that's not bad. I wanted to teach you a new phrase today. Okay, and I had to dress appropriately. Here's the new phrase. The drip is in the deets.
What's that mean?
The drip is in the deets. And here's what that means. Excellent question. The drip is authenticity, being real. The drip is the overall quality of something. Yeah. And the deets, that's the details. And so if you say the drip is in the deets, what that means is if you want to understand the overall quality of something, it's in the details. Now, for example, one detail is these sunglasses are so dark I can hardly see you. Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah. So the drip is in the deets. And so the quality of something and the authenticity, the real world of something means, you can find that in the detail. So what could that possibly mean? Well, I think we can start off with saying, look at these candles. And the theme for today is love. And here's one of the really interesting things, I think. There is a world-class poet named Randy Lustig. That's a woman. And here's what Randy recently wrote. She said, "You can't buy red paint anymore." And she said, if you go to Home Depot, if you go to Lowe's, and you say, "I'd like to get some red paint," what will they say? Well, they'll say, and I have a list here. They'll say, "Did you want ruddy red, coral red, dinner party red, Hoddley red, Boston brick, red rock, brick red, arroyo red, raisin tort, New London burgundy, beetroot, begonia, sun-dried tomato, wild poppy, rojo dust, cherries jubilee, radish, heartthrob, positive red, or stop red?" And I want to say that, by the way, I left out another 50. Yeah. You can't buy red paint anymore. And what Randy goes on to say is that it's a little bit like being normal. She said, we used to think that red paint was red paint and being normal was normal, except our vision, our minds expand about what kind of red paint. It's open to so many different gradations. Well, you know what? It's kind of like the same thing for normal, isn't it? I mean, what we thought of as normal, it's something held over from our youth. That Normal is, well, I know what normal is. Normal is like this or like this, and that's all there is. Man, haven't we expanded our horizon some? About what we're willing to accept as normal? Now, Randy does go on to say that we're not talking about blue or yellow or white. She says it's not that. She says she knows it's some shade of red. And her point there is that we know it's some shade of red, so we know it's not a blue or yellow or white. And when we're looking at normal, we're not saying, the range is much more wide, but we're not looking at mass murderers and saying, well, that's normal. But we know what it's not. We know that sometimes there's some real whack jobs out there. And when that's the case, it's kind of like, no, it's not. Yeah, we can still love them and not like their actions. But what that's saying is, but it doesn't fall in the range of normal. And I think we get that. We keep trying to find love and all the different kinds of love that there might be, don't we? I mean, it's so moving to us. And, well, I mean, whether it's passion or whether it's brotherly love or sisterly love, whether it's the love of family, whether it's the love of kids, whether it's the love of the people we come to church with. Yeah, we keep seeking love. And it's such an important search. And we can't explain why, but we know it's true. We know that somehow it moves it. Here's why. Here's my opinion. At some level, we get it. That love is a bridge to God. That when we love people emotionally or when we love people through our actions, that's a bridge to God. So what's that mean? I think it means that it's partially the intent, it's partially the emotion, it's partially the feeling, but then it's also the action of crossing that bridge. It's both things. Love means that we feel a certain way about some experience or some concept like family or about each other. But that's not enough. We've got to have some actions associated with it too. It's the way that we treat people. And it's with great kindness. So love as a bridge to God means, we have that emotion, we take those actions, and as we cross that bridge, we take it all in. We take in the journey. We take in the water that's rushing below the bridge and the smells and the feelings of one another and the animals and the plant life. But then there's that also that moment of kind of arrival too. I think for many of us, maybe for all of us at one time or another, our souls can get a little empty, can't they? When we feel lonely, when we feel like nobody really gets me, when we feel a little bit lost, empty, and there's times when it's even that way with our family, and we don't even want to admit it. And sometimes we can feel so isolated, even from the people who are supposed to love us and we're supposed to love them. And they say, well, I do, but man, I just feel so lonely deep down in my soul. Well, one of the details, one of the deets, is that if we make the effort to cross that bridge to whatever God is, it restores our soul. And we go, is it really that easy that I've just got to make this step? Got to make this motion? And the answer is, yeah, it is that easy. It is that easy to walk a little bit closer, to just make a step. I think what happens is when we're feeling love and when we're doing love, I think what happens is it creates an inner communion with God. When you think about it, an inner communion, that makes sense. Because whether you like physics and the Big Bang Theory, or whether you just like the Bible or the Upanishads, the Tao Te Ching, they all say the same thing, which is we just have to take one step towards love, one step towards the Spirit of God, one step. And then what happens is we can be filled with the Spirit of God. And there's a piece of us that says it can't be that easy. And the answer is absolutely that easy. There's only one thing that gets in our way, right? Our refusal to receive it. Because we say, well, we're saying you don't get it about some of the crap I've pulled. It's a technical Greek word, crap. You don't get it, the mistakes I've made. You don't understand some of the people that I've hurt in my life. I'm at a loss. How could it be that easy? And the answer is, it's always that easy. See, I think here's the dilemma. We think we have to do something that at least gets us a little bit more worthy for the love of God. And here's the challenge with that. There is nothing you can do that will make you more worthy for the love of God. Nothing. Because if you think that the Spirit of God, whether you think that's an inner emotion, whether you think that's a being in the sky, whether you think that's a universal principle, the one thing we'd say is, yeah, God, whatever it is pretty perfect. So guess what? There's nothing you can do that makes you more worthy of the love of God. You can't get there from here. You can't be that good. The nice thing, the cool thing, the deet, is that whatever God is, the love of God is freely given. It's given when you don't deserve it. You know, all you got to do is just open up the eyes and open up the heart and just receive it a little bit. And when you do, that's the inner communion. That's a communion to be one with. That's what we're talking about. I mean, at the very beginning I said, what's your story and what brought you here today and where are you going in your life? And guess what? Works better when we open our hearts and our eyes and our mind to the Spirit of God, to the love of God. So how do you cross this bridge? I mean, is there something specific we do? Well, I think you read. You watch videos. You learn a little bit more. You join different groups. I mean, what are the groups we have here? A Course in Miracles, A Course in Love, God and Coffee. We have yoga. What other groups am I missing that we have here?
Choir,
thank you.
Please join.
Yeah. And so what that says, I think, is yeah, that's a great way to do things. is to join and get connected with different stuff. I think what we find, what we discover, is that we're not really clear. We're not really sure exactly how it works, but somehow it works. And so we just have to practice, right? And so I have good news for you. Church right here, this is a lab. You get to try out different things. That's the good news. You get to see what works, what doesn't work. Here's some tough news for us. Church right here, it's a lab, but it's the beginner's lab. You know why it's the beginner's lab? Because everybody's being nice. Everybody's being unity nice, right? Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's the way I like it. But what we do is we practice here. We practice emotions and feelings of love, and we practice acts of love. And that kind of beefs us up a little bit. Because then we can start extending those feelings of love and those acts of love to clerks that we meet in the grocery store, and people helping us at the drive-thru, through a hamburger stand, and the next-door neighbor that you don't really care much for. And it's okay. Try and extend them a little bit more love. And then the one that's supposed to be the easiest, that's the toughest, family members. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's real easy because on holidays, it's the beginner's lab, right? Everybody's being nice, except for that one uncle. Yeah. And so that's what we have to do. We practice here, and we start extending it. That's how we cross the bridge to love. I think sometimes we just say, the words of Magic Johnson, great philosopher. Now, I love the words of Magic Johnson because here's what he said. I mean, and if you're not a sports fan, Magic Johnson is one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived. Right? He's great. Here's what Magic Johnson said in his mid-30s. He said, I finally started getting it. He said exactly how basketball was supposed to be played. He said, I finally understood what it is you need to do and the role of each person and how it's supposed to work. He said, but by the time I finally understood it, my body wouldn't respond anymore. I think that's a bit like us. I mean, everybody here, you know, we've been studying, and we've been reading, and we've been trying things out. Everybody here. And I think sometimes we say, well, you know, I'm finally starting to get it. I finally start to get what spirituality is all about and how it works and how I progress. But now my body is so tired. I have hurts and places where I didn't even know I had places. And in the words of Magic Johnson, the answer is, knock it off. Feeling tired? Wah, wah, wah. Your body hurts? Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, it's kind of like you do it. You feel and you experience it. You bring in the joy of love and the spirit of love, and you extend that to other people, and you don't say, well, I should, but yeah, I kind of hurt too much, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that. Yeah. Nonsense, knock it off, wow, wow, wow. Instead, we just look for the opportunities. As we get older, do we have to make changes and accommodations? Sure. That's part of life. No big deal. But don't ever let that opportunity to extend love and give love and to receive love, never let it go. And what I want to conclude with is that what we want to do is as much as we can, we want to move to that place of love and hold the high watch. And we used to use that phrase a lot in Unity 30 years ago. Haven't used it so much anymore, but to hold the high watch means that you look with the eyes of love and you receive with the eyes of love. You look out there to see what it is that's going on. And you try and see through to the love and the power of love and the emotional love that's actually behind everything. And man, that's a tough watch. That's hard to see it when we look out, we see such a divisive time politically. We see people angry at each other. We see people toting AK-47s, and we see people just doing different stuff that really seems to get in the way of love. But hold the high watch. See people with the eyes of love. Experience people with the eyes of love. Feel people with the eyes of love. And so it is. Namaste.
Had a baby. sleep in the hay, whisper.